The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kids Talk is back by popular demand. Henry McKean has been out. He has met the boys of O'Connell Primary School, North Richmond Street, Dublin 1, to talk about the upcoming European and local elections.
The boys of O'Connell Primary, North Richmond Street, Dublin 1, talk about their take on the European and local elections and the posters on the lampposts.
They're too bunched up.
No. Too bunched up, too close together?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere, aren't they? And who's your favourite?
Christy Walk.
You like that one?
Yeah.
And why?
Because his name is funny.
Why is Christy Burke's name funny?
Christy's just seems like a funny name.
I think it's very good since they can really help the community sometimes. They could like put in new stuff, maybe new parks and all.
What do you think of all the European and local election posters up around your area?
Well, I think they're great. And like they're all a bit old with Dublin.
I don't really understand the big elections that are going on around Dublin.
So when you see the posters and you see all those faces, what do you think?
It's a bit weird to be honest.
Have you seen them before? Do you remember them?
No.
Before? This is the first time you kind of noticed all these heads?
Yeah.
The posters kind of scare me. Like, it just feels, like, very weird to see.
So they're, like, watching you think?
Yeah, I didn't believe that there's stalkers, but now there is.
I think the posters are very interesting. It can definitely make you vote for that person on the poster. However, it's also not fully convincing.
Not fully convincing?
Yes, because it's only, like, a couple of words on the poster instead of a full-on, like, saying.
Like a document or something?
Yeah.
I'd say the posters, they're encouraging lots of people to vote. They're encouraging people to vote. They're very convincing when you look at them, and it's when you constantly see them, all you have in your head is, will I vote for this one or will I vote for the next one?
And who's your favourite on the lamppost?
Probably Sinead Gibney.
And why do you like Sinead Gibney?
Probably what she's doing in the European votes.
So she's Social Democrats?
Yeah.
I feel like the posters, I don't really like them that much because some pictures kind of scare me because while I'm just walking home, I just see a random picture and then it scares me.
I think they're like great all the time, but sometimes they do get a bit weird because you see them everywhere you go and they do get a bit annoying sometimes.
If you were a politician, what would you do?
The first thing I'd do is help out the homeless, the schools, the hospitals, charity, any people that are sick, dogs, animals that are sick, and then I'd move on to maybe other shelters in need around the country.
What would you do if you were a politician?
Well, I would help out other homes to give them more shelter, and like if they're sick, I give them tablets.
I'd lower down all the prices right now because it's really expensive over the area.
So you think, you know, prices in the shops are too high?
Yeah, like the gas and all.
So the gas has gone up, and what about the sweets?
Like the sweets are like getting expensive, like it used to be 1.50 and now they're like a fiver.
I would probably make the housing more affordable, I'd make the healthcare more affordable, I would probably help the homeless, I'd mostly improve the roads and skills.
So we need better roads?
Yeah, better roads.
I would, like, maybe, knowing the Diamond Park, I would probably put in an Astro there so kids can play football anytime they want.
I would help the homeless and lower the prices of a lot of stuff. Like instead of hospital bills being, like, over thousands, I would lower them down by, like, 10% for the homeless and put up tons of homeless shelters, which will be, like, free, tax-free apartments.
If you were in politics, what would you do? I'd probably fund every a football club if they wanted to go away on holidays for tournaments. I'd probably fund them so they can get a plane over there and they can go on big trips to win tournaments and cups.
So you would fund football clubs?
Yeah.
And make the local league better?
Yep.
Would you like to be able to vote?
I would be like to able to vote since I would like to have a say of like what goes on in the area and like maybe what could happen in the area.
Would you like to be able to vote?
Yes, I would be like to able to vote because then if a person is really like trying to do a good deed, then I'll definitely vote for them to make the place a better better, like way better place, like cheaper and stuff.
I need people that are going to help out the community and people that are doing good needs for everyone around Dublin.
If someone's like doing a very good thing for the school, I would help.
Would you like to vote?
Yeah, I'd probably like to vote because I'd say the voting would increase and it would be easier for the elections to be more equal, because basically it could be won by a landslide because most of the elections not that many people are voting.
What would you like the politicians to do for you?
I think maybe putting in a few parks, maybe helping out the Desh schools, bringing in like stuff, maybe like a few games to play out in yard.
More parks, open up more schools for people, give help, like give homes to the homeless.
Well, just help out people, give out more hospitals for helping people who are sick and can't afford expensive hospital.
I think what people should help with it is making like more activities for school and maybe like adding in more type of subjects and maybe a bit longer breaks, like by like 5 minutes.
You know, what's the big issue for you?
To clean up the streets.
And what way would you like for them to clean it up?
Like get rid of all like rubbish in the roads and cigarettes and all that just get left there.
More football pitches.
More football pitches. That's what you would like them to do?
Yeah. I would stop playing when I would, and no smoking, because it's too addictive.
So you'd ban smoking?
Yeah.
Make things cheap in the shops.
Make things cheaper?
Yeah, because one day I wanted to get a pack of buttons and there's 1.50, and the day after it was €3.
I know the community ones are for improving roads, improving schools and improving hospitals, but the European ones are a bit confusing. They're improving the community for the local ones, but I don't know what they're improving for the European ones.
I know a bit about the European elections. I think that the candidate that gets voted in, I think they go over to Brussels and represent us in the European talks and all.
The only type of elections I know are those American ones that you like vote for a president, but I will very much like to learn about the European ones too.
Do you know what the election's for?
It's for to see who gets to lead the political parties in Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.